And as God spoke unto Moses, I am speaking unto you. This thing that you have, for 3 days, make a sacrifice of this thing. Welcome to Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the Word. And today's message will be coming from the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 22 and verse 6. And as I asked God what to speak about today, he simply spoke this one verse to me, Genesis chapter 22 and verse 6. And this is a story that you are familiar with, and it reads, "And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together." And I want to speak to you for a few minutes today from the subject, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice? Now, this verse, it is the root of the sacrifice that God asked Abraham to do. Abraham had really two children. He had Ishmael first, and then he had the promised child, Isaac. And here was a child that Abraham and Sarah had labored for years to get. Sarah was 90 years old, Abraham 100. And they had been praying to God for a child, and finally the promised child was delivered. And here, after they got the child, something that they had been struggling for 80 plus years, and after they had received the child, God tells Abraham to go and sacrifice your child to me. Can you imagine what it would be like if the thing that you held the most precious in life, God were to say, "Sacrifice this thing unto me"? And see, the sacrifice was different. And that's why some things that God tells you, they don't make logical sense. Because if you were to do that today, you would get locked up. If you were even to mention that you were going to kill your child, you would either get locked up by the police or mama would shoot you first. If you even hinted that you were going to do something like this. So here was God telling Abraham to do something that went against the grain of logic, and it went against the grain of his personal desires to go and give up that which he held the most dear. What are you willing to sacrifice? Turn to the person next to you and ask them, what are you willing to sacrifice? Now that's a very deep question. And you see, with Abraham, the sacrifice was not about money. Oftentimes when ministers go to talking about sacrifice in the church, what they're talking about is you putting some more money in the collection plate. But Abraham's sacrifice was not about money. Abraham was already in tune with that. And normally, even with our offering here, what God has instructed me to do is to just have the congregation bow their heads for about 10 seconds and ask God, "What shall I give?" And normally when I do that, I don't hear anything. But today I did hear something different. And God says this. He said, "I am very pleased with your material giving." He said, "I want more of you. What are you willing to sacrifice?" Now, some of us have not gotten to the level of just the material giving. Some of us still put 50 cents or a dollar in church. You all know what I'm talking about. Some of us still have not gotten to the basic level where God is even satisfied with our material giving. But there are many of you who have gotten beyond that. And there is another level of sacrifice that God is asking the question of you, what are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice the thing to you that is the absolute most precious in life? And then some of you have to stop and ask yourself that question. What is the most precious in life to me? For different people, that's different. To some people, the most precious thing in life is just their hair. Now, that may sound crazy, but you can always gauge what's most precious to you by what you spend the most time on. Now, if you're spending 2 hours a day on your hair, an hour a day on your kids, your hair is way up there in the rankings. Way up there in the rankings as to what's actually most precious to you. And some of the stuff may sound silly, but when you really ask the question, I preached a sermon called Weevil. And Weevil had to do the fact that so many people in America were buying hair that was sacrificed to other gods out of India. But yet the women in India will go to the temple and they'll shave themselves completely bald. And they have this long flowing hair that's often down to the middle of their backs. And they'll shave themselves completely bald to their God. But if God were to speak to some women in America and to tell them, I want you to just sacrifice to me your hair, and I want you to go and shave off all this hair that you have spent so much time and so much money, I just want you to just sacrifice to me your hair. Women in the Christian church, if they just heard a booming voice to tell them this, my child, just sacrifice your hair to me, not your child, just your hair, not your money, just your hair. The people in Hinduism often have a greater sense of sacrifice to their God than we have to our God. What are you willing to sacrifice? And that hits home because many of you can relate to that. Lord, if you told me to cut my hair, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can. And those in India have, by the world's standards, prettier and longer hair. Now, texture and quality of hair is a judgmental thing. Hair is designed for a purpose, and sometimes nappy hair is the best hair of all if you're in a hot climate and you want to protect your head. But from an aesthetic standpoint of what we have judged as beautiful, they have prettier hair based on just generalized American standards. So they're willing to make a great sacrifice to their God that often Christians are not willing to do. What are you willing to sacrifice? And see, the sacrifice that Abraham made, it not only required that he kill what he loved, but that he burn it up so there was nothing left but ashes. The thing would have been unrecognizable. So here he was. He had to completely give up that which he loved. But Abraham had enough faith to know that whatever he gave unto God, God could give it back to him multiplied and even better. Abraham had enough sense to know that nothing sacrificed to God was in vain. As a matter of fact, Abraham believed that if he killed and burnt up his son, he would walk down with his son on the way down the mountain. He had just that much confidence in God, that whatever I gave to God was not in vain, and it would return unto me blessed and multiplied. Now, see, most of us, when we have a knife in our hand and a fire, we're getting ready to eat. When we have a knife in our hand and when we have a fire going, we're getting ready to eat. Sometimes God will even call for a fast. Right now, we're in the middle of the program we have here called 42 at do42.com. And there is a portion during that where you are required to give up all food for a period of 7 days. Do you know that's a sacrifice? God has always called for fast throughout his word. Do you realize that's a sacrifice? But most of us, we won't even sacrifice food for a period of time. What are you willing to sacrifice? When God calls for you to let something go, what are you willing to sacrifice? And oftentimes your true love of God, it will be shown just in the answer to that question. What are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you attached to that's so strong that if God asked you to sacrifice this thing, you'd have some issues. Now, oftentimes, the things that we are attached to so strong that God commands us to sacrifice, it's nothing material at all. It's some stuff on the inside. Suppose God spoke to you and said, "My child, forgive this person." Now, oftentimes, he doesn't have to speak to you through a booming voice. It's in his word. Forgive those. Love your enemy. Suppose God spoke to you in his word and told you to forgive. Can you sacrifice the unforgiveness that you have? Do you know that's in God's word? Do you know that even unforgiveness is a hindrance to your healing? But yet there is a part of us that when someone perceivably has done us wrong, and oftentimes they haven't even done you wrong, that stuff in your head. Because if you ask them, they got a whole different story about it. But yet we got this stuff in our heart. And suppose God asks you, "My child, clear the unforgiveness, lay that on the altar and give all that to me. Clear it out of your heart." Some of us cannot even let go of unforgiveness because we've been with it sometimes so long that it becomes comforting to us to have unforgiveness and have blame to other folk. It has grown a part of us. And when God asks us to sacrifice it, we can't get rid of it. God will tell you, "My child, be at peace. Sacrifice your anger. Sacrifice all the stuff you're mad about." But yet we often cannot do that. We can't sacrifice some of the base emotions that exist in us. God will tell us to sacrifice jealousy. Yes, there are some people who have more than we do. There always will be. I don't care what you get, how big you become, there's always going to be someone who has more than you in some area. You can accumulate all the money in the world and you become the richest person in the world. Somebody else is going to be younger and better looking and have a prettier wife. You can get all this stuff and yet somebody else will always have more than you will in some area. So God will tell you, "Sacrifice, my child, the jealousy that is burning in your heart." But you say, "Oh, no, there's some things, Lord, I don't want to give up." Sometimes he'll speak to you and it just be some real mundane stuff. But you'll hear the voice of God speak to you in quiet moments. And he may just tell you, "Sacrifice television." Do you know how hard it would be for some folk to sacrifice television? I mean, if God just spoke to you and said, "My child, no more television," it would be harder for some folk to come off of TV than some folk to come off of heroin. But if he said, "Look, 90% of the stuff that you're watching on television is detrimental to your soul and spirit. I just want you to give up television. Unplug it. Turn off your cable." Do you know if God spoke that to most people would not be able to sacrifice television? Now, I want you to do something. I want you to just bow your heads for 10 seconds and I want you to ask God, "Lord, what do you want me to sacrifice to you?" And I want you to clear your mind where you can hear the word of God and just ask him in your spirit, "Lord," those of you who are listening electronically, you do the same thing. Bow your heads and for 10 seconds, ask God, "Lord, what do you want me to sacrifice unto you?" Amen. Now, for some of you, God spoke clearly. For some of you, he simply said, "I've already told you," and you won't do it. See, some of you, God has already told you some stuff that he wants you to sacrifice and to give up, but you just won't do it. For some of you, the sacrifice involved another person. It is an illicit relationship that he wants you to give up, but the thing just kind of feels good to you and you don't want to let it go. So there are some things already that God has spoken to you and told you to give up. For some, it is money. For some, it's just what you're even putting in the house of God. God has told you over and over and laid it upon your heart. You know you ought to be giving more than this. For some of you, it's like the preachers always say, it is money. And you won't do that because that is a, do you realize how powerful the church could be if just folk would just, do you know, even in churches where they hammer at least every month a strong sermon on tithing. Do you know even the best of churches cannot get half of the people to tithe? Even the ones who preach it. Oh, I talked to one big minister. He said he preaches at least one sermon every Sunday on tithing. He just hits it hard. And he said only 40% of his members will tithe. The vast majority still won't do it. They won't make a sacrifice of money. You know, sometimes we sing here, I'd rather have Jesus and silver and gold. Not according to the giving records. Not according to the giving records. No, you wouldn't rather have Jesus and silver and gold. Not according to, and this church actually has an extremely good giving record. But I'm talking about just Christianity in general. In general, the average Christian gives less than 2% of their income. So, no, they wouldn't rather have Jesus than silver or gold. So there is, yes, there is a sacrifice. Abraham was actually the first to ever tithe when he gave a tenth of his to Melchizedek. Some of you, God is just want to tell you to sacrifice your time and resources to help someone who is in need. Every one of you knows someone right now who is in need. And God just speaks to your heart and says, sacrifice unto this person. It's not all about putting stuff in the church. There are other people who are in your world, who are in your circle, and you have and they don't. And God will tell you to sacrifice even unto another person. What most people don't realize is that when Moses went to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let my people go, he really didn't tell Pharaoh to let my people go. See, if you really study the word and you study actually what Moses went to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh, this is what Moses told Pharaoh. It's in Exodus 3:18. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and thy elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us, and now let us go. We beseech thee 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And Moses says that over and over to Pharaoh. Moses only asked Pharaoh for 3 days. He said, let the people go for 3 days into the wilderness so that they may sacrifice unto God. Not forever. He said, look, let them go 3 days and they'll be back. Just let them go for 3 days. But Pharaoh would not let the children of Israel go for 3 days. There are some of you now and you cannot make that sacrifice for 3 days. And people, if we can often get to the point of where we can just do something for a little while, it will break something in us. And as I was working on this message that God had delivered unto me, he spoke something to me. He said, tell the people that if they will go and make a sacrifice of this thing for 3 days, I will make a change in their lives. If they will go and make a sacrifice of this thing for 3 days, I will make a change in their life. Now, see, this thing is dependent on who you are and what God has spoken unto you. It's not the same for everybody. Each one of us has different stuff. Turn to the person next to you and tell them, your stuff is not the same as mine. See, everybody has some different stuff. Everyone has a different battle of some of the things that we are struggling with, working on. We have weaknesses. We have strengths. Everyone has some different stuff. And all y'all stuff is different. So God says to tell the people, if the people will make a sacrifice of this thing, whatever that thing is, and I can imagine that thing, it runs the full gamut in this church and to those listening to me live right now. It runs the full range. Some of you, you just need to give up pork chops. Now, it may sound crazy. It may sound crazy, but some of you, God has just spoken to you, and it's a specific something just like that. He just told you that you need to get about pork chops or soda drinks or it's just some simple thing, but God knows what that thing is doing. So sometimes it's just a simple material thing that you're eating. Sometimes it's something relating to a different person, and God may just tell you, look, you need to stop getting mad at them. Just a simple thing, and it's just one thing, and it's different for everybody. And if you truly seek God, he will reveal to you what the thing is. But many of you already know, because God leads us in various ways and he will impress it upon our hearts, minds, and spirits. But if you don't already know, just ask him. And if you can't hear anything, ask the person who's closest to you what you need to give up. I had a man, he came, and it was one of our weekday services, and he came up to me and he said, "Pastor, I have cancer." And I told him, "If you have cancer, I have a thing for you. God has given me the cure for cancer. It's at the 49daycancercure.com. I told him to go there, and I told him how the thing works. And I said, "One of the things you'll have to do is you'll have to give up on a permanent basis two things that you know are detrimental to you." And he said, I don't have anything to give up. I said, "Huh?" He said, "Oh, I don't have anything to give up." I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Oh, yes, I don't have anything to give up." I said, "I tell you what, are you married?" He said, "Yes, I've been married for," he told me how many years he'd been married, because he was an elderly gentleman. And I said, "Go ask your wife what you need to give up." I said, "She can tell you." I said, "She will tell you exactly what you need to give up. You may not recognize it, or you may be blind." And see, the one thing I knew he needed to give up, I could smell cigarette smoke on him. Now, he's sitting here telling me I don't have anything I need to give up, and he's reeking of cigarette smoke with cancer. So I said, "Look," and I wasn't going to tell him. I said, "You go ask your wife what you need to give up, and she will tell you." And she told him. Without question. So if God is not speaking to you and you can't get it clear, go ask the person closest to you and they'll be able to tell you what you need to give up. So what God is saying to everyone who is within the sound of my voice today, tell the people that if they will go and make a sacrifice of this thing for 3 days, I will make a change in their lives. 3 full days, that's 72 hours. So if you start at 12 noon on Monday, that's 12 noon on Tuesday, 12 noon on Wednesday, you don't stop it to 12 noon on Thursday. 72 full hours that you make a sacrifice of this thing that you know. Ask God and he will tell you. And when you follow these things, that's all that Moses asked Pharaoh for the children of Israel to go into the wilderness and sacrifice to God for 3 days. And as God spoke unto Moses, "I am speaking unto you, this thing that you have, for 3 days, make a sacrifice of this thing." For those of you who are watching on television or listening on the internet, whenever you hear this message, from the time you decide, 3 days, and you just watch God work in your life. We thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. Amen. Amen and amen. For those of you, and you're going to do that 3 days, and you decide when you want to start. Doesn't mean you start right now, but I always tell people the more you procrastinate on something, the more likely it is you will never do it. But for those of you who are going to make that commitment of sacrificing of something for 3 days, I want you to stand and just come forward. For those of you who are going to make that sacrifice, and you know what it is specifically, and it needs to be something that is very specific, not some general thing like, "I'm going to just do better for 3 days." Do better at what? No, be specific about the thing. So for whatever it is for these 3 days, and if you are diligent with this thing, God says he will bring a change in your life. Whatever it is for these 3 days, I just want you to come forward. I'm going to ask the three brothers of the word to just pray over you. And I sincerely believe that when you follow what God has ordained for you to do, that his power, his grace, and his change over your life will come without question. 3 days, 72 hours. Jesus was in the ground for 3 days. There's something about those 3 days. 3 days. Now, the biblical day, of course, begins at sundown. So if you want to just be in complete biblical accord, then you begin it at sundown. And from sundown of the day you begin until 3 sundowns later, you sacrifice this thing unto God. And oftentimes what God will do, he will remove the thing from your life and he'll remove the desire for the thing. And if God removes it, for heaven's sake, don't go back and pick it up. If God makes the change, don't go back and pick it up. Let it stay buried. Leave it with him forever. He can carry the thing. But oftentimes, God will take something from us that's negative, and we'll holler, "Lord, give it back to me. I'm used to carrying this anger for so long, I feel naked without my anger. Lord, I'm used to carrying this resentment for so long, I don't feel right. I don't feel like my old self without it." No, you're not your old self. He's going to make you into a new creature. So you'll feel different. But don't go get it back when God takes it away from you. If you bow your heads, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for those who have come forward. Father, and I ask right now those who are listening or watching electronically to stand and bow their heads if they too will sacrifice unto you this thing for 3 days. And Father, I just pray right now that everyone who is standing and bowing and believing and who will follow this consecrated commitment, that for 72 hours they will sacrifice this thing unto you. Father, I pray that you do a supernatural thing in their lives, and that by the end of those 3 days they will be able to feel and to know and to see the change in their world that obedience has wrought. Father, I pray right now the blessing, the grace, the forgiveness over every person who is standing and bowing within the sound of my voice. Be with them, O Father, as they go for those 3 days, sometimes even into a wilderness, for it will be uncomfortable, it may seem strange, and it may seem like a strange and unusual place that they have never been. But you shall be with them, and you lead them by a cloud or a pillar of fire. Give them the strength and the signs to let them know that this thing that they are doing is of you and shall be a blessing unto them for the rest of their days. In thy Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor C. Elijah to now come and to pray over you, followed by Pastor James.
Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, for these your precious people who have heard your word and opened their hearts. Out of the sincerity of their hearts, Lord, they come to honor your word, to make a sacrifice. And Father, I just pray that you reveal to their hearts exactly what you want them to sacrifice. Whether it's something detrimental in their lives or whether it's something that they've allowed to come between you and them, that they put in front of you. And Father, we just thank you so much for your grace, your strength to do it, your encouragement. We thank you for working supernaturally in our lives, Lord. We thank you for your love to us. And Father, we just thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the change that'll take place as we walk in obedience to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we pray over these that have come, O Lord, to commit themselves to make a sacrifice unto you, O Lord. And I pray, O Lord, that you will multiply, O Lord, their obedience, O Lord. That even though psychologists may say it takes longer than 3 days to form a habit, oh Lord. I pray, oh Father, that you'll breathe upon these 3 days, oh Lord. Even as you did, oh Lord, with the fishes and the loaves, oh Lord. I pray, oh Lord, that you'll take this handful of obedience, oh Lord, of 3 days, oh Lord. That you'll multiply it out in the brain patterns, oh Father, to form a habit, oh Father, that something will be broken on the inside of them after 3 days, oh Lord, that they'll feel a change of heart, oh Father. I pray, oh Lord, that after these 3 days, oh Lord, that you'll break something in their hearts, oh Father, that will cleanse out, oh Lord, anything that might have been there, oh Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll do a supernatural work within them, oh Father, that as you see their obedience, Lord, that as you see their sacrifice, oh Lord, that you'll count it as you did Solomon, Lord, as when he made his sacrifices, you ask him, oh Lord, what shall you have me to do for you? There's one thing, oh Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll grant them the desires of their heart, oh Father, as they give this sacrifice unto you, oh Lord. And I pray, oh Lord, that even the parents, oh Father, I pray that the anointing flow from the head even unto the children, oh Lord. That even children then or grandchildren that they may have been praying over, oh Lord, that may have gone wayward, oh Lord, or may not be doing exactly what they should, oh Lord. I pray, oh Father, that the anointing of the parents' obedience, oh Lord, would drip down, oh Lord, and come upon the children and the grandchildren, oh Lord. That even as the parents get in line and in obedience with their heavenly Father, oh Lord, that the children will get in obedience to their earthly fathers and mothers, oh Lord. I pray, oh Father, this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I'm just led to go ahead and dismiss us now. For those of you who want to come for salvation, you'll be better equipped after those 3 days. Even for those of you who want to come for membership, you'll be better equipped after those 3 days. Sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? God was willing to sacrifice his only begotten son. What are you willing to sacrifice? I thank those of you who have come forward. I thank God for the extension of his grace and mercy. And may his grace, mercy, power, and peace be with you.
This ends message number 5464 by Nathaniel Brauner Jr. To hear other messages or to send this message number 5464 to a friend, simply go to airjesus.com and theonlineword.com. This has been message number 5464. What are you willing to sacrifice? Listen to airjesus.com and theonlineword.com often and keep your spirit charged up.